Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Blade Runner Minute, the podcast that talks about Blade Runner 1 minute at a time. I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
And today's minute 58. It starts with Deckard still searching for Zora. It ends with Zora smashing through a series of store windows. Sandra, tell us about minute 58.
So we have the run through the city street still. We have that walk sign in the beginning blaring, partially in English, at first not. My concern was, why is it in English at all? But there's that really loud sound that it makes.
Yeah, that beeping.
That beeping that sounded like it was part of the music rather than the beeping of a crosswalk signal. And the sound makes sense to me. Because when you go to areas where there's Institute for the Blind or people who are any kind of visual impaired, they usually have a blaring walking signal, so it allows people to know when to go, just like the reversed sound on a big truck or the sounding in an elevator where you push the button and it makes a beep for every floor so you can count your floors.
And it makes sense in the scene because it adds to the tension.
It does.
So he's running after her. He doesn't know where she is. He's afraid of getting sandbagged. Maybe she's going to sneak up on him. He's going to keep his head on a swivel. So, yeah, the beeping definitely adds to the tension of the scene.
I noticed an Atari billboard
in the background. I noticed a Belova sign.
Ooh, Belova.
So I win, because my company's still around.
Well, Atari's still around, it's just not quite as good as it used to be back then. For anyone who doesn't know
Belova's watch. Who brought Atari back? I thought they're not like a...
I think it does software.
I don't know why we didn't look either of those companies up.
Well, Belova is a watch company. Their corporate headquarters, at least, are in Queens. They used to have a factory out there.
I used to work around there.
We used to live not far from there.
I own a few Belova watches.
You do own a few Belova watches?
Yes.
They're not as cool as your Tesla watch, but they are pretty nifty. But it's a nice-looking building, nevertheless, the Belova company, so that Belova escaped that curse of Blade Runner and of not... of folding shortly after being here and being resurrected, so to speak. So Belova's been consistent. And then we have him running through this crowd and he's pushing through it and she starts hiding. In the last minute, I thought she was like crouched hiding near a building. It turns out it is not a building. It is definitely a stairwell because you see the people walking up and down past her.
Yeah. Again, I said it was a stairwell, I think, in the last
minute. Yeah, you did, and I was like, I know, but my first glance was, I thought it was a building when I was watching it on my cell phone. And then, you know, she just looked like she was crouching near a building. And you said stairwell, so now I know for sure, yes, it is a stairwell.
I wrote, dude with awesome light-up sunglasses. Where was that?
You said it was through this crowd.
Was it right before, I guess, he spots her?
I didn't notice him. So, because I watch a lot of these on my mobile.
Yeah, there's a guy with, like, little red LED lights around the rims of sunglasses he's wearing.
Why do you think he would need that?
A couple of times that I've paused crowd shots, I see people with weird headgear, glasses, facial applications, masks, or like gas masks, or things like that. So I don't know why. I mean, I understand visually why, because he just wants to pack the shot with weird, different things.
Pottery Barn.
Right. That you could only find at Pottery Barn. But why? Well, for style. Just for style. It's bright. Even at night, it's bright here. Because of all the signs and the cars with them.
But he has more lights on his glasses.
So, well, that's so people could see him. He's safety conscious, this guy. This guy with the sunglasses.
Like the safety flashers?
Yes.
Okay. I'll still go with the...
That's what they are. They're safety glasses.
I'll still go with the trying to keep Big Brother from seeing your face clearly.
Or that. Yeah.
That's what I would go with. But either are plausible. And it's probably a little of both. Style and you can't see me.
He spots her for a second. She runs. As he spots her, as Deckard spots Zora, he stops and stalks. I think there's a railing in front of him that he's looking over to see her hiding in the stairwell. It reminds me of it reminds me of a train station that you have to go through.
Yeah, here. It looks like she's in the train station.
Yeah, stairwell. So he stalks her. I think the gun is up to his side And it's such a great shot of Harrison Ford, of just this dead focus, this stone cold dead focus he has on his target. That's good. It was a good little shot.
Yeah, and he's clearly looking for a clear shot because he didn't shoot through the crowd here. He was trying to.
He's had about like 3 or 4 opportunities so far. He keeps pointing, and then lifting up when too many people are in the way. Yeah.
So he's right. Considerate about the people around him. Maybe that's why she chose
not,
the stairwell.
Not for long, but.
Maybe that's why she chose the stairwell, hide in the masses.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Because it yeah, doesn't really well, conceal her very well because well, she makes yeah. that big bump in the. She's like a bump on the log as they're trying to go past her, the people. But it's harder to shoot when there's people around you. So that would be my theory that I'm going to go with. But she starts running out as soon as she catches sight of him.
Yeah.
And she starts running over cars.
She runs over 2 cars. One of them I can't identify. I think it was like a. Supposed to be a police car that they made specifically for the movie. Not sure out of what. But the other one, fancy looking car, was a, I looked it up, it was a 1960 Imperial Crown Southampton.
Southampton.
It was a luxury vehicle.
So it's fancy.
For luxury people.
So it's fancy.
Going to play golf.
That's too long of a mouthful for your car.
The luxury vehicle for luxury people going out to play golf?
No.
Or the Imperial Crown Southampton?
The Imperial Crown. There's other cars that are Imperial Crown, right?
Yeah.
And Southampton, I guess, was just a branch of
this
it?
This is that style. This okay. is, yeah, this is their, the Southampton edition, you know. It's got the white, the cream leather seats.
Are you just making that part
and
up?
And the boat shoes in the trunk. It comes with a.
It comes with a pair of boat shoes.
Yeah, obviously, all these luxury. See, we're not luxury people. We don't have that kind of luxury cash.
Mm-hmm.
All luxury cars at a certain price point come with boat shoes.
Mm.
And a captain's hat. And a great deal of little caviar spoons.
Just the spoons, yes, not the caviar.
And a little satin bag, mm-hmm. satin satchel. Because they know what you're going to be eating in that car.
I wouldn't think satin for a spoon from caviar would be too greasy. But why? That's such a long name when someone asks you what car you have. Like,
that's why.
I say Accord, an Impala.
Well, it's only recently I've noticed that words have become shorter. It's only recently that people can't seem to muster World Wrestling Federation or Kentucky Fried Chicken or Federal Bureau of Investigation. Like it's only recently that people are just like, what's it called when you
acronyms and abbreviations.
It's people are so lazy. Like I got my LOL or why can't you just type? I'm laughing very loudly right now. Why can't you just type that? What happened to the art of the word? Just describe yourself. It's fine. K, I get lots of K's from people like, hey, I'm gonna meet you at the place. K, just type all right. I'll meet you there too, buddy. Can't wait to break bread with you. What's with the K?
The next time someone says K, why don't you say Agent K?
JK, just kidding. All the abbreviations. It's a little disgusting. Write it out. Type it out. Say it out.
I blame this not on the text messaging we have today, but the text messaging we used to have that you had to press all the buttons on the keyboard to get the letter. So typing all that out was.
So anyway, I'm an old man.
Yes.
I'm an 85-year-old man that just doesn't understand where these young people are coming from today.
With their newfangled devices.
With their LOLs and the JKs and the Rowlings.
I was waiting for that one.
And,
my car's an Odyssey. That's a longer word.
It is.
I have an Odyssey, I say that.
I have a Honda Odyssey. I have a Honda Civic. My wife has an inner ear infection.
Mm.
Sounds better when you say them all out loud.
Well, I don't like shortened names either.
In their full words, I mean.
I don't introduce you as Pete. I like Peter.
I prefer Pete.
I know you do. But it's a short name. I like Peter. Our kids are not. I don't call them by nicknames. Katarina's nickname is a longer version of her name.
Well, names are a little different. That's whatever. That's preference. And I guess English language is preference too. I'm just being
I don't like Josh. Difficult. I like Joshua.
I'm just being difficult on purpose right now. But it is a little bit of a peeve of mine when some people shorten things that don't really need to be short.
Are we going to start calling Fred Fur?
No. We're going to call him FF. Because Fred Feldman is way too... It's too long. Who has time?
Fur.
So the iconic shot of Deckard holding his PKD pistol where... Oh, no, we didn't get up to that yet. So she runs away. She runs over the cars. Mm-hmm. He shouts. Fires his gun. He shouts, "Move, get out of the way." That's me at the buffet. If you've ever seen me at a buffet. If you ever heard anybody yell, "Move, get out of the way," and you're at a buffet, I'm there with you at that buffet. Doesn't matter where. In a cruise, Atlantic City, wherever. Off-world. That's me. Move, get out of the way. Those are my bacon-wrapped shrimp.
So specific, bacon wrapped shrimp. Do you only say it for bacon wrapped shrimp?
Now I need bacon wrapped shrimp tonight.
Okay, we'll find it after our thing.
And he stands there and he fires his gun at her. And that image of him firing his gun, to me, is iconic. I love that shot. It's the equivalent of Han Solo holding his blaster or Chewbacca holding a dead porg. These iconic images over the decades that have, you know. Over the decades, since like the 80s, of Chewbacca holding a dead porg.
I would agree that it's iconic.
Chewbacca holding a dead porg back from 1983, right?
No. I agree that it's iconic, but I don't think it's representative of the movie.
I didn't say it was. That was the last version that I deleted, that I rage deleted. I know,
but I wanted to discuss, that was an interesting concept. What would be the image that's representative of the movie?
So what's the image representative of this movie?
It'd probably be Deck and Rachel.
Or Deckard Unicorn. And Rachel?
Yeah. Or the unicorn.
I see the unicorn used a lot as the iconic version of the visual of this movie, and I don't agree with it. Just the same way that they always seem to use Vader's helmet, at least, to visually represent Star Wars, and I don't agree with that either. I think it's Luke Skywalker. Just like for this, I think it's Deckard and or the gun.
I don't know if the non-nerd masses... would recognize.
Oh, I'm just talking about nerds.
Oh. See, that's different. I usually like to speak for everyone else.
We're doing a podcast that looked into like the drain of Leon's bathtub and talked about it. We're not for mass appeal. This is not for the masses. But I always like to
think about people who aren't nerds, how they see these things and how they react, because I don't understand not dissecting movies when you watch them. I don't understand not thinking about the bigger things behind it. So when we watch like Lord of the Rings, then we look at the maps, or when we watch Harry Potter, we think about what his classes are like. And in the books, he just wore cloaks. They wore cloaks and robes. Their robes were every day. They had dress robes and, you know, plain robes. And in the movie, they're clearly wearing Muggle clothing. That we think about that. And I don't know how people watch movies and don't think about those things. I don't know.
Yes. Compared to casual viewers, you mean?
Yeah, like how do you watch something? And like if you're watching something from the Marvel Universe,
Don't even start. Silver Surfer that went through Doctor Strange's window?
No. I'm not even saying comparing them to the comic books, because I'll be the first to tell you I did not read a lot of those kinds of comics growing up. But that's not what I mean. If you're just watching the movies...
I'm not angry, though. I'm not angry. It's just... They don't own them.
But. No. I'm not even saying watching the movies or comparing them to the books or trying to figure out the chronologically where each MCU movie goes. Sorry, I did the abbreviation. I'm talking more of when you're watching something like Infinity Gauntlet... that you're not thinking of the bigger scope of he wants to get rid of half the population. They're just like, it looked so awesome. Yeah, but let's talk about he wants to get rid of half the population and how that doesn't make any sense. How can he be the last of his kind? He eliminated half his world, so there should be half of those people left. And that regular people don't talk about that is mind-boggling. But I guess they look at us and think like, nerd.
Yeah.
Like, you just... Yes, why would you think about it?
Yeah. Why would you... That's what a nerd is. Somebody who thinks of something that other people can't fathom.
Is that going to be the definition? Why are
you thinking about that?
You should write that definition for nerd down.
It's digital now.
We think of things that we wouldn't, that other people don't fathom.
Couldn't fathom.
Wouldn't Maybe they bother don't want to
fathom. That's what wouldn't I mean. Bother. Oh no, I don't see. No, but see, that sounds too. That sounds insulting. I don't mean we think better than other people.
No,
it's just we waste our time better than other people. That's what I mean.
It's like that episode of Big Bang where they kept getting distracted by all the stuff instead of working on their sciencey gobbledygook. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how you don't ask those questions when you watch a movie. I'm not saying everyone should dissect a movie 1 minute worth at a time.
I am.
I know that doing this has given me a bigger appreciation.
Appreciation?
I can't get the word out
today. It's quality control. If you gleam over details, you know, you get 2 more Star Wars prequels.
Or you get Gladiator Russell Crowe wearing his Lycra visible and the oxygen tanks on the chariot or thrusters or some kind of tanks.
Is gleam a word? Did I just make that up? Or?
No, but I don't know if you used it the right way.
I don't think I used that word right at all. No. Gleam. Gloss. I meant to say gloss.
I know you meant that, but that's okay.
What the hell's wrong with me?
Nothing. You sleepy bear. You sleepy papa bear.
My ears itch.
Your ears itch? That's nice. So he shoots her. He shoots twice, and then she runs through what looks like a plate glass door, like the sliding doors, almost.
She looks like she went through the... Actually, before he fired...
She went through the doors.
She went through, yeah.
And he shot twice.
Then he shoots. She goes through the glass of some storefront first.
Mm-hmm.
Then he shoots.
But he shoots twice.
Yeah.
Is my point. Right? She goes through more glass. And she starts to tumble, right? Yeah. And you can clearly see on her back that she... Because one of the shots hit... He shot through the crowd twice. Then he shot again. It hit her right shoulder. And you could see it hit her right shoulder. Then when she goes and falls and does her weird little tumble, you can't see. I'm trying to mime the tumble, right? Where she kind of goes head over heels, like rolls forward. You see clearly 2 shots on her back. One on the left, one on the right. Or... The one on the left is kind of closer to the middle. But left and right. She has 2 shots on her back.
Right, so we're keeping
But he shot 3 times. You see 2 shots on her back, but you only saw 1 shot hit her. Keep track of this. Somebody write this down.
The continuity of the shooting is a little...
We're going to talk about that. That's a big problem for me.
A little wonky.
So we see this, and she starts to do a tumble, and then we have to pause, and she's in midair. And her feet are starting to leave the ground type of thing. But that's it. That's
and
where it ends.
And then we're done,
I have a question.
Sure.
When he originally went to her room, her dressing room, or the shared dressing room. At the snake pit, at Taffy's. Do you think he was coming to interrogate her, or to outright kill her? Like, was he trying to get information? See, this is why we're nerds.
We questioned this before. Why didn't he just shoot her in the face? Why did he even let her get in the shower? Why give her this amount of time? No, we talked about an episode or two ago.
I just don't understand it because if he's trying, like, is he trying to get information from her to lead him to the others? Or is he outright going to kill her? Because what he's doing doesn't seem like he wants to interrogate her, but he clearly needs information because how else will he find the other missing replicants?
This was my point last episode. I don't understand where this is going. He lets her get in the shower, and then lets her get out, and then lets her get dressed, and then he's vulnerable, she's vulnerable, but she gets the jump on him. It's not a very logical scene, the one before.
But there's a lot of little things like this in this movie that bother me.
Yeah, you said that too.
It does. And it just, this one's just another one. And I like the movie as a whole, it's just...
I'm not sure...
I don't know if I'll ever be able to go back and watch it straight through now.
I'm not sure where that was going. So let's say he dries her, and then she just walks over and puts on her coat. Okay, thanks for the questions. Anything I can help you with? What happens then? Does he leave peacefully?
Does she ask for a card? How can I get in touch with you if I do see any of these things?
Does he keep tabs on her from now on? Does he date her? Maybe Rachel turning him down.
Replicant fetish.
Put him onto another replicant. Maybe that's what.
Just a lot of little things just don't add up for me. But I guess that would be with any movie that you start to break down in this way.
Sure.
It's possible. We can go with that. Whenever you start to pick apart a movie this way, who would fine-tune the movie in a way that all of these things are logical and orderly. Mm.
Master and Commander.
I'm not Flawless. Doing the Master and Commander podcast.
Flawless.
Get Fred to do that one.
Did you talk about the changes that were made to the final cut?
No.
Do you want to?
You can talk about the changes. You've been reading the book and you research more of that kind of
why
stuff.
I knew this from a documentary that I watched on a DVD years ago, how when they originally shot this scene of Zorro running and getting shot mm-hmm. through the store windows, it was a stunt double.
You could clearly see the stunt.
With a red wig. And it's the wrong color.
It was the worst thing in the world.
For a person doesn't look anything like her. So they went back years later for this cut and had Joanna Cassidy come back, who was still in great shape, wear the same outfit.
And it fit. She was really excited about it.
They reshot the scene of her running and falling and just digitally inserted her face or her whole body?
I don't know. I've never had seen the answer to that. I don't know where.
I know the answer to it. I just didn't write it down. But either way, I mean, if it's her whole body, it might have just been her face. I think they just digitally replaced the head, because that was the most jarring part.
Then why would they need the outfit?
Maybe they didn't do the outfit. Maybe I made that part up.
I thought I read somewhere that she had to wear the outfit again.
Was it my stomach?
Uh-huh.
And it picked up?
Uh-huh. Are you awesome. Hungry?
Yeah, I guess so.
You just had a burrito.
I had a burrito.
You had a burrito.
I guess I'm still hungry.
That being said, Peter's stomach has had something to say today, so that was nice that your stomach put 2 cents in. It was a good point.
As she crashes through the glass, I start to hear Blade Runner blues?
I think so. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Blade Runner blues.
All right.
He shoots a woman in the back, man.
It's not a woman.
I understand. Well, I think even if it was a real woman, I mean, he's a cop. He's got. She's not. He told her to. No, he didn't tell her to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't he have some type of, like a lasso, like a? Why does he gotta kill them right away?
You would think,
especially these, because they're all connected. One is gonna lead him to the next. He can't afford to just kill them one by one. He needs one to get to the next, to get to the next, to get to the next. Why not capture her? Shoot her in the leg.
If they're not completely biological, wouldn't there be a more efficient way than shooting them?
They are completely biological.
For sure.
Yeah.
But they're
clones.
They're not clones.
I'm calling them clones from
now on.
They're
not clones because they build individual parts.
Rachel is a clone of Tyrell's niece. Roy is a clone of some Martian god that they found while mining off-world.
Nobody agrees with you on this.
I don't care. I don't need people to agree with me to let me know I'm right.
I reserve the right to disagree with you.
That's fine. But I'm still saying they're clones.
Well, you'd think Deckard's a replicant too.
Because what else are they? You're just creating Westworld people? And even those are made out of some weird like liquid styrofoam stuff.
They're not biological. They just look biological.
I'm just not good with my brain.
They have high-tech polymers and whatnot, so it looks like it like human, but not. The same way that Show Humans, was what it was called?
Yeah.
With the androids?
Yes.
That are very lifelike?
Yes.
They look human, but they're not any biological. They're just, like, artificially grown stuff. Artificially
Something
grown
happens
and not.
In the next minute or two. That, blows a hole... One might say, in this theory, that they're completely biological. So I'm going to save it.
Okay. But it's not the next minute.
It's coming. It's very soon.
But it's not the next one.
It's not the next one.
It's not the next one.
No.
I apologize. I was eating a Starburst.
It happens in like 2 or 3 minutes from now.
Okay. I haven't watched ahead.
Twin Leon gets shot in the face.
Can we not talk about this right now?
Yeah, okay. And there's no brains or blood splattering everywhere.
But that's what I'm saying, like, I don't know. Too many questions.
You know what? They're robots. Fuck it.
But does a robot mean that they're not alive?
Yes. That's exactly what I mean.
I disagree.
Because you didn't come out of a vagina.
I disagree. Matrix. They were born in artificial wombs.
Or whatever, cut out of a belly, you know. Whatever.
No, but they were born in artificial rooms and wombs. And
I don't I don't think that the people in Zion, or no, the people born mm-hmm. within the system, in the real world of the Matrix, in the pod, I don't think they're fully human either. I think they're a new type of person. They have plugs.
So they what? Those plugs. Are inserts.
I don't
They're
like
not
it.
Born with them. They can be removed.
I don't like it. They're not regular humans.
But then that same thing
could
be...
If we rebuilt the world with those people, I would want them segregated.
I disagree with you. What about the people who have to get ports in for, like, cancer or, like, pacemaker? I don't want
my daughters coming home with no dirty goddamn pluggy. Okay? Ain't no pluggy coming into my farm trying to pass itself off as human.
I disagree.
I think I do, too.
You just like to be inflammatory?
No, I'm just joking. Why would he shoot a woman in the back?
Because she's running.
He thinks of them as machines.
Okay.
Okay, I get that part. But he's met Rachel, and he obviously has feelings for her. She doesn't soften his edge toward replicants at
not
all.
Yet.
He doesn't... He's in the bar getting having a couple of drinky-poos, calling her up. What planet was he going to, where the monolith was, that he called her and she scratched her butt?
The moon.
The moon, the spaceship to the moon. He calls her up and says, hey, where are you going? You want to come here? You
want to go somewhere else?
Where do you want to go somewhere else? And then he goes and kills somebody.
Well, because
in the
Rachel
back.
Is something else.
An experiment.
She's something
more.
Else entirely.
All right, good enough for me.
I don't know.
So that's 58.
Okay.
We're in the middle of it. Something's, you know, I mean, Zora's down.
She's down.
But let's see what happens. Maybe she's going to get back up. You got the whiskey drink. You got the vodka drink.
Are we gonna do the whole song?
You get the thing. With
songs
the
that remind me of the good times.
Songs with a bunch of worms in them. You call Rachel. She hangs up on your ass.
Okay.
You're lonely, so you kill Zora. Bye. For now.